saved any time at all, you know that the Christian way of life is much different than the way of life of a lost person or one who has not been taught in the Word of God. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14 and 17. God says, "For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, continue in ordinance, for to make in himself a quain, one new man, to make in peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." Then in verse 17, "And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh." I believe that peace is one of the things that is lacking so much in the Christian's life. But the Bible uses peace in two ways. You know, there is a personal peace which God gives us when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know, I can't imagine not knowing that I was saved. You know, just hoping I was saved. You know, doing the best I can. I hope God accepts it. But when you believe in the eternal of the blood bought and you experience that, then part of your life you don't have to worry about it. I'm saved. Now how close do I want to be to the Lord in heaven? And most people believe, and of course they're entirely wrong, but they believe that everybody is going to be equal in heaven. But that's just not the case. If your goal is to be in the bride, and the bride is certainly a marvelous place to be. And God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, he said, "For God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." What a blessing that is if you have it, to know whatever my situation is, that God knows about it. He either permitted it, or he caused it, but he's in it. And that is so important for us to have peace. Now, the key to peace is to have peace with God. Peace with God. It was God that saved me. It's God that keeps me. And everything around me may be falling apart. I may have health problems, financial problems, you name it, I may have that, because Christians are not exempt from problems. Christians are not exempt from sickness. I mean, but the wonderful thing about being a Christian, you don't have to go it alone. Because what? He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And there's not a thing that happens to me that God doesn't know about and listen, and God permits it. The devil can never ride the wishes of God. So when our life is turmoil, that's necessary. That's part of spiritual growth. If you never had a problem, you would never grow spiritually. But if we don't learn through those problems, God doesn't give up. He just sends them again. Different kind, different weight, But what we need is peace with God. And when we have peace with God, it's got to be peace and salvation. A lost person, they can tell you, I'm as happy as I ever been, da, 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 da. He's lying to you. Or he's so far out of God's will, if he ever was in God's will, that he does not know it. Because we get blessings, but you got to understand, lost people are blessed too. Lost people sometimes get the promotion that you thought you should have had. He gets the raise that you thought you should have had. But God knows that real peace is not from what we have, not from who we know, except our relationship with the Lord. That's peace with God. And if we got peace with God, we got peace in salvation. You know, I don't know when the Lord's going to come, and you don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But the little paper that I printed, you that didn't get one, it's there up here on the front desk, is that there are events that must take place. And when everybody got excited a month or two ago, you know, and I said, no, the temple hasn't been started. Well, the third temple is scheduled now to be built. And if you read that article, there are events that take place. One thing that takes place, and we haven't wrote the article yet, we've got the outline, our government will tumble. Makes no difference who's president. It will cease to be prosperous. Why? Because the United States was blessed because of God, and God will take those blessings away. We say, I don't believe that. Hey, that's your prerogative. I never try to put my thoughts and beliefs on somebody else. But peace with God is never available apart from grace. Mark that statement. Peace with God is never available apart from God. There's no way a lost person can have peace with God. They may think they are, because if you ask them, where would you be now if you died last night? Well, I don't know. I think, I believe, that's not biblical. God wants us to know where we would be and why we believe that. Romans chapter 5, you know, in verse 1 said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So the only real peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God has put him in charge of what happens here on earth. God in grace removes the barrier and makes peace between man and God. So when the unbeliever responds to grace by faith, the result is peace. So many people have no peace. Every time something happens that affects our health, our bank account, our relationship, you know, where is God? Well, God said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you may not want to die, but if you're a child of God, you know that when you die, where you'll be. Do I expect everybody to believe that? Because a lot of people will tell me, well, you hope you'll be in heaven. There's no hope about it. I know that I know that I know. We look at the book of Ephesians again. You know, God in grace removes the barrier and made peace between me and God. If I don't have peace with God, I'm going to have a hard time having peace with myself or what you do or what you don't do. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, when God says this. He says, "For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us." He is our peace. So if I understand this verse, he is our peace. If I don't know him, I don't have real peace. Now, we can find satisfaction if we're healthy, got a good job, able to meet our bills. We say, God's been good to me. But God's good to a lot of lost people. They have jobs. They make good money. They do this, they do that. So they could very well say, well, I must be saved because God is good to me. But if you look at what God says here in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with 14 as we read, and then verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinance, for to make in himself a quain one new man, so making peace. If I understand that verse, that in the natural flesh, we can't have life and peace, because I'll speak for myself, man, if I only had this, if I had a new car, a new house, new clothes, new this, new that. We find out that in a few days or weeks or months, that was temporal. Nothing wrong with having those things. But you can't have peace in what you've got. Peace comes from who you know. Because you may lose your job tomorrow. You may lose your health tomorrow. But if you're truly saved, you can't lose your salvation. God said in verse 17, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. The one thing that both save and lost, rich and poor, you know. Don't you wonder why some people that, you know, you wonder how they are surviving on what their income is. But yet, they have peace. I don't want anybody to think, you know, that I'm saying that, you know, that wealth is not important. Wealth is important. That's how we eat. That's how we clothe ourselves. That's how we take care of our family. That's how we support the Lord's work. But peace comes from our relationship with the Lord Jesus, not with what we have. So, Back up in verse 14, he said, "For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of the partition between us." Christ made it possible that I can be saved, that I can have a relationship with God and God the Father. So our next thought is peace in the Christian way of life. In our lifetime, we can experience peace on a daily basis. Don't you admire people that seems to never let anything bother them? Man, I wonder, you know, how do they do that? How do they do that? They got health problems. They got financial problems. They got all kinds of problems. But they're at peace with herself. They're at peace with God. How do they do that? That's because they have a strong relationship with the Savior. Now, there's peace in the Christian way of life. So we think, well, I guess I'm a Christian. You know, I've been baptized. I joined the church. I attend every once in a while. Being a member of the church won't bring peace. Being a member of the church, if you're saved, is just being obedient. And, of course, obedience brings blessings. In our lifetime, we can experience peace on a daily basis. When the believer responds by faith to grace, you know, like I tell people, and my two daughters, you know, they got together and want to pounce on me because they say, "You don't take your health serious." Sure I do. But if I was to worry about my health, wouldn't I be hindering it? God can change my health to your health in a heartbeat. And he can make the medicine that I take work. If you think that the medicine that you take works because it's the medicine, I think you got a misunderstanding. Not that you shouldn't take the medicine, but my faith is in the healer. So, in our life, time, we can experience peace on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that we don't have problems. If you don't have problems, it's because you're dead. Life is short and full of trouble. Wasn't that what God said? We all going to have problems. But you and I decide whether the problems have us. Now, I know I didn't like that when I first heard it, and I was a member of Grace Baptist over at Georgetown. I sat back in that seat like probably some of you this morning saying, "That's easy to say." And it is. But what did God say about faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith shows our deepest relationship with the Lord. So when the believer responds by faith to grace, God provides many blessings which can result in greater inner happiness. And you notice, I use the word can. Because God can heal every health problem I've got and you've got today if He wants to. But He's already given us the greatest gift. If you're saved this morning, the greatest gift in this country, this world, is to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And it's a privilege to tell somebody else about it. You say, well, I can't talk to people. But you're living when I live for Him. Don't have to say a word when you live for Him. And let me tell you something, that's the best witness that you can have. Peace in the Christian way of life. Let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So I could say that if I worry, it's because I've got a lack of trust. But, you know, we don't like to think that because we're saved and we've been saved a long time. But faith grows when we put into action what we know. It's like any talent you got. You do it every day, you become efficient at it. So that's why that being a child of God is not a Sunday morning only. It's a daily walk with Him. So He tells us here in Isaiah 26, notice He goes on in verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. See, I believe that whether I'm sick, whether I've got a problem, or whether I don't, the reason I'm walking, the reason I know who I am, is because of God. It doesn't take our responsibility away. It doesn't take my responsibility. So, well, you know, I've got a bad heart, so I'm just going to live till it stops. My responsibility is to go to whoever I think is the best one that can help me. That's God's will, whether we like it or not. Because we've got a responsibility, because I don't belong to me. I belong to God. In the Christian way of life, peace comes through fellowship with God and daily growth. You know. We grow in a lot of different things. We grow in our relationship with God. We grow in our relationship with the church. We grow in our relationship with Christians. But mainly, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. I got out of bed because God gave me strength to do so. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6. God said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Let me ask you a question. I pray for this church every day. But if I be honest, I don't pray for myself every day. But I should. We ought to pray for ourselves. Lord, give me the strength so I can do the task that you have called me to do. Whether it's being a faithful son, daughter, husband, wife, friend. Because even though I'm saved and most of you profess to be saved, the devil can still control you if you're not careful. So in Philippians 4, verse 6, he says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. If what you're going to do or plan to do can do without prayer, it don't amount to much. See, I'm here in a month, I'm going on vacation. My responsibility is to, I do this every time I'm going anywhere that is 4 or 5 hours away. I have my car checked out. Does that mean it won't break down? No, but my responsibility, if I've got someone with me, is to try to make sure my car is in condition to travel. Nobody else's responsibility. That's mine. So he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Boy, we fall short on that, don't we? We know what we want, but are we thankful for what we got? So, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If my heart is right and my mind is right, nothing else is really going to bother me much. Said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Then in verse 9, it said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, I don't have any peace. Whose fault is it? Well, according to God, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, we know what is important. One person asked me, said, we don't have no bulletins. No. For the last 3 weeks, there's been more left than been taken. So, if we're not going to read the bulletins, read the inside of the bulletins, then it really doesn't make much sense to print a bulletin. Now, that's a perfect illustration. If we're not going to use the ability that God gives us, if we're not going to take care of the health that God gives us, why should He give us more? I sat on the front row I would have said amen to make the babies cry. Because God blesses us when we use what He gives us. And you know that you know that you know that you saved is not a particular you, but that God has blessed you. These things which we have both learned and received and heard, seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, it's so important that we understand that peace or tranquility precedes the enjoyment of prosperity. Peace or tranquility precedes the enjoyment of prosperity. God blesses us many times, not because we've earned it, not because we deserved it. He blesses us simply because He wants to. In Acts chapter 9, verse 31, Acts chapter 9 and verse 31. All right, the ninth chapter of Acts, the 31st verse. What did God say here? Then had the churches rest throughout Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. What is verse 31? That is a key for this church to be blessed, for any church to be blessed. Then had the churches rest throughout these three cities and were edified. They were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. God blesses faithfulness. And the church may not be faithful and everybody may not be faithful. But you got to decide, I'm going to be faithful. That which I know to do, I'm going to do. Whatever it is. When we look at the Word of God and we see how the Lord blesses and how God uses us and we can be blessed, it is because of God. Notice with me in Jeremiah 29, Jeremiah the 29th verse, if we read the first seven verses, we could read all of it, you know, but now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. And as we read these next few verses, we'll see one thing here. That any loss of peace is followed by adjustment to the plan of God, confession and restoration to fellowship. Faith, rest, and relaxed mental attitude. Worry can tire you out. Worry can affect you physically, mentally, and emotionally. And you say, well, I'm such a warrior. Well, if you're a worrier, and if you worry all the time, then something is missing in your life. Either you're too much here, not enough here. You know, we go. And that's why that, you know, I believe, and a lot of preachers don't, and a lot of you wouldn't. You know, I've had members tell me, you know, I wouldn't go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I would. Not ashamed of it. We got a body, right? We got a mind. We got a spirit. We a triune person. We go to a doctor because he's went to school to be a doctor. But don't tell me, no Christian, I question a man's salvation if he wants to go the other route. Well, you question all you want to. It doesn't change the fact. But when somebody tells me, I don't believe in that, hey, I'm not going to argue with you, buddy. We all got, but I'm not ashamed. You know, we got a foot problem. I've got a foot problem. So I finally broke down and I made me an appointment with a foot doctor. Man, why didn't I do that years ago? Because my foot been hurting all this time. See, only God can cover everything about our body that's not right. Only God can cover everything about my emotions that's not right. Only God can cover my mind to make it what it ought to be. So, any loss of peace is followed by an adjustment to the plan of God. Confession, restoration to fellowship, faith rest, relaxed mental attitude, and peace in the new situation. As we close, turn with me to James. James chapter 3. Let's look at verse 13. God asks a question. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. God is telling me what a wise man is. And you and I both have met people in our life, if you've been living very, very long, you met them, they know everything about everything. And if you don't think so, just ask them. But God said, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness and wisdom. But if he have bitter envy and strive in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strive is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I have a dad that emails me almost constantly. Tell me why you take that stand. I've already told you once, brother. So you don't get any more of my time. He's not interested in whether I'm right or he's right. He's just interested in arguing. My time is too valuable to argue. Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given to us.